The Wrangell Village was a rough place. No mining hamlet in the placer gulches of California, nor any backwoods village I ever saw, approached it in its picturesque, devil-may-care abandon.
That's Mike Simons reading an excerpt from John Muir's book, Travels in Alaska. Along with being the general manager of Wrangell's radio station, Simons is an avid Muir buff. He says, in May 1879, Muir boarded the steamer Dakota in San Francisco, bound for the wild north. He hoped to study some of the largest glaciers in America. He made stops in Oregon and British Columbia before finally reaching the territory of Alaska on July 14th. Muir was impressed by the great fjords and mountains of the Inside Passage that he saw from the ship. But his first impression of an Alaskan town left something to be desired.
Stumps and logs, like precious monuments, adorned its two streets. The ground, in general, was an oozy, mossy bog of a foundation of jagged rocks, full of concealed pit holes. There was not a horse on the island. The domestic animals were represented by chickens, a lonely cow, a few sheep, and hogs of a breed well calculated to deepen and complicate the mud of the streets.
Samuel Hall Young was the reverend of the Presbyterian Church in town. He would go on to travel up the Stikeen River with Muir, but he first saw Muir while waiting at the shore to greet the travelers as they arrived. He noticed the strange, weather-beaten man on the ship as it came in.
Standing a little apart from them as the steamboat drew to the dock, his peering blue eyes already engagingly scanning the islands and the mountains, with a lean, sinewy man of 40, with waving reddish-brown hair and beard and shoulders slightly stooped. He was introduced as Professor Muir, the naturalist.
Kay J. Bush is the director of the Wrangell Public Library. She's holding a small blue book with yellowing pages. She reads the inscription scribbled on the first page.
This book, Alaska Days with John Muir by S. Hall Young, was presented to the Wrangell Public Library by the author, S. Hall Young, Wrangell, Alaska, October 28, 1921.
J. Bush says having the personally inscribed book makes this community history real for readers today. Muir writes in his book that he can't find a place to camp for the evening, so he hikes up the mountain rising from the center of town. He says he hopes to find a more suitable place to camp in nature. When he gets to the top of the mountain, he builds a bonfire for warmth and to see the forest around him. The sky is overcast and the clouds are low and heavy. The fire reflects off the clouds in brilliant reds and oranges. As the story goes, Reverend Young and the townspeople are scared by the strange lights on the mountain. They eventually learn that it was just the naturalist keeping warm, but that night is still a rich part of local lore. Muir writes,
I've enjoyed thousands of campfires in all sorts of weather and places, but this Wrangell campfire, my first in Alaska, I shall always remember for its triumphant, storm-defying grandeur and the wondrous beauty of the psalm-singing, lichen-painted trees which it brought to light.
That place is now called Mount Dewey, but its first name, and one that some locals still use, was Muir Mountain.
The significance of Muir with Wrangell is that these exploratory trips, which put Glacier Bay on the map and made it the tourist destination that it became, these trips of such importance were started from Wrangell, Alaska, and would terminate in Wrangell, Alaska.
Muir continued on his journey through the Inside Passage and went on to travel across the interior and as far north as Barrow. But Muir writes, he'd always remember the rough and tumble town of Wrangell as the place his Alaskan adventure began. Following the footsteps of John Muir in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.